Viter and Chas from the fine Gimel Pigim Brian Bays and Bays by the bottom of the page, 11 lines up. Last word is Va'azdu L'Tamayu. We had a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda about an androgynous that has both male and female parts. We're not sure what it is. Are they allowed to go ahead? What are they allowed to be involved with when it comes to the Para Aduma? So we said that the Tanakama said that an androgynous is allowed to go be part of the process of making the mechatos, and Rabbi Yehuda says not allowed. The Tanya, as we learned to the Brais, Vazel L'Tama, each goes according to their own logic. I will tell you that this is based off, it's Kedai to see the Psukim that go through this this discussion over here. There's a few different Psukim that come up, and we're going to end up darshaning and learning out from the different Psukim how we learn it out. If you look about Midbar Yud Test, the Psukim test through Yud Zayin, you see that's what they're going to be darshaning off of. Again, each goes going to their own logic. The Tanya, we're linked in the Brisa. First, we're going to see the opinion of the Tanakama. Hakol Sherem Lekadesh, everyone is kosher to go to be Mekadesh, and that's to consecrate to the Mechatas. And Rashi says, understand what does that mean? That means Kola Tahorim, Sherem Lekadesh, Mechatas, Afilu Isha. Even a woman's allowed to. Aval Oral Vatame Lo, Rabbi, they're not included if it's an Oral or a Tame. So the Tanakhama says that a woman's allowed to and a katan's not allowed to. Rabbi Huda Machshir Katan, he flips it the other way. A katan is allowed to, possibly Isha but androgynous, but a woman's not allowed to. Why is he passing a woman and an androgynous? A woman's not allowed to receive the pasuk. And androgynous is a suffolk woman, therefore it's not allowed to either. Now my time and Darabatan, what's the reason there are Baran who say that meaning the Tanakhama who say that a woman is allowed to go ahead and be involved with the being Mikadas and Mechatos, and a katan's not allowed? The Chsiv Pasuk says at the end of the series over there in Pasuk Yud Zayin, starting in Tess, going to Yud Zayin, v'lokchu la'tamim me'afir surface akachatas. They will take they in the plural can go and take la'tamim for the tamim one from the afir surface akachatas. And then they go out and they prepare it by putting the water and the kli and make it go. So hanach to pasli basifa psulim mikidish. Those that are possible to do it by the asifa of by going collecting it, they're also going to be possible. And in doing the kiddush, I mean mekadosh, b'hanach the ksherim asifa, those are kosher in the asifa. They are going to be kosher in the kiddush. Now, Rashi tells us v'hasam in Maseches Yuma explains that Darshina in the pasuk in Tess says v'asaf ish v'lo katan. It says v'asaf, it means a man and not a katan. Tahor is lahachshir se'isha, including a woman as well. So that's where he learns it from, that a katan no good, a woman yes good. Hanach the chairman for this is good for that, and those are not good, not good for that. Rabbi Huda, my Lachav Yudah, say back to him, he says the opposite, that a katan yes and a woman no. Im Kate, if you really want to say that one pasuk is connected to the other, right, the pasuk Yud Zayin is going back to pasuk Tess, name a krav v'lokach, like the pasuk say v'lokach in the singular, why are you saying v'lokchu, my v'lokchu in the plural? Da'filu hanach the psulin hasam k'sherim hacha, even those that are pasul over there are going to be kasher over here. So, okay, yachi shanami, that a woman should also be allowed to go and do it. Right, so why are you saying, again, let's take one step back, understand what we just said. What we said is, even though pasuk Tess, it seems to be a katan can't be part of the process, and Yud Zayin is including that it can be part of the process. So okay, so then why can't a woman be part of the process also? If once they said v'lakhu, and it says gemara v'nasan, because the pasuk is v'nasan in the male form, v'lo v'nasna, which means female, therefore only men can do it and not women. V'rabanan. How are they going to deal with the fact that it's plural and singular? What are they going to do with that? So they say like this: E kasiv v'lakach v'nasan. If the pasuk would have just said v'lakach, he'll take v'nasan, he'll put, then hava mina, I would have thought shakil chad v'yalev chad. The only way the preparation of the paraduma stuff is going to be good is if one person goes and takes the ashes and one person takes the water and puts it on it. Kasiv achmanu v'lakhu. Therefore, the pasuk comes and tells you v'lakhu to tell you to say that even if two people are doing it, it's going to be good. Because v'achmanu v'lakhu v'nasan, if would have said plural for both of them, then hava mina the shakli trei v'yalev trei. That it has to be. I would have said that two people take the ashes, two people put the water. Kasiv achmanu v'lakhu v'nasan. Therefore, it says plural and singular. That filu shakli trei v'yalev. Even if two people take the ashes and one person puts the water, it's still going to be good. Now, more paraduma stuff. Beep and gimel. V'hiza Torah l'tameh. The pasuk says when it's discussing the paraduma, then he sprinkles the tahor on the tameh. Now, it says Gemara, tahor. He's saying it's tahor, mechal shu tameh. That implies that he is some sheikhus of tuma. Liman el tful yom shekosh v'para. It must be teaching that this is discussing a tful yom. I mean, somebody went to the mikvah but didn't yet have hair of shemesh. That is kosher to do paraduma. Rashi explains, because if not, then why say anything altogether? Just say, v'hiza l'tameh. You're saying ha tahor. It means it's tahor from something, but tameh from something else. Orel mahu b'meiser. What's it doing with an orel in reference to meiser, meaning meiser sheni? Is he allowed to eat meiser sheni? Ki heichid yalav pesach b'meiser le'inyan aninus. Do we say that just like we go ahead and we learn out the Yalav Pesach, we learn out about Pesach, we meiser from meiser sheni le'inyan aninus? We know the pasuk says that an onen is not allowed to have meiser sheni, but it doesn't say anything about the carbon Pesach. So therefore, we learn out one to the other. As Rashi says, Gabi meiser ksiv v'lo b'pesach. Umine yalfina, we learn one out from the other. They say you're not allowed to have it by meiser sheni, and only can have meiser sheni, and they also can have carbon Pesach. So do we flip it back and now learn Yalef Nami Meiser Mi Pesach? Learn that Meiser from that we know Pesach Le'inyan Arelis. So just like an Arel is not allowed to have a carbon Pesach, therefore he can't have Meiser Sheni either. Odilma, maybe say Chamor Mikal Yalef. We can learn out something Machmir from something Kal. In other words, I can't have by Meiser Sheni, which is more Kal. Clearly I can't have it by Pesach. But Kal Michamor Lo Yalef, but you can't learn out something which is Kal from something which is Chamor. Just because it's also about Pesach doesn't mean it's going to be also about Meiser Sheni, which is more kal. Amar Lahu, he says back to him, Tinisua, we learned this answer in the Mishnah and Bikurim, Perek Sheni, Hachuma va Bikurim, when it comes to Truma, and Bikurim, Bikurim are the first fruits. You know, Truma is only for Kohanim, and Bikurim comes to, also for the Kohanim, are the first fruits to go to Kohanim. Chayav Malei Misa, they're going to be Chayav Misa, someone who eats them in a state of, Rashi says, Tamei Ochla, Kitachsivu Mesubo, Yichaluo, Bikurim, Kitruma, Damer Mar, Utruma Siotcha, Eloa Bikurim. And v'chomesh, and chomesh, this is a zar that eats them a shogeg. Aval b'meiser sheni, lo, d'ha zarim achlil, because they can eat them, ain chomesh elu b'podes masro. V'asum l'zarim, it's going to be also for them to have, for zarim to have bikurim and truma bikurim. V'hein nichsei kohen, they are considered the nechasim of a kohen. He could use them to go marry a woman, or to buy slaves, or land, or animals. But meiser sheni, you're not allowed to do that. It can only be eaten or drinking or used to anoint, to you know, to smear in yourself. And a woman can be married with it. Okay, va'olin be'echadumea. If let's say bikurim or truma fall into stuff that's not bikurim or truma, but it's the same species, same min, then let's say apples, one apple falls into 100 apples, it's batel by 101. And if it's 101, then it's going to be batel and even non-Kohanim can have it, but when it comes to Meiser Sheni, it's Batel Barov, and you don't have to have 101. V'tu'un v'chitzes yadayim, and you have to wash your hands before. Rashi says, even if they're a pair of Stam Yadayim, because Stam Yadayim are Midrabana and Shnios, and they're going to pass a Truma, but when it comes to Meiser Chulin, we always say that, no, you don't have to do that, and someone who does it actually is Migasei Ruach. The Harav Shemesh, and you need Harav Shemesh, means to say that what? It's got to be that the sun sets, and only then can you be involved with Truma and Bikurim. Other than that, not, but Meiser Sheni you're allowed to have right away. Hari Elu, Betruma, Ubikurim, all this applies to Truma Bikurim, Masha Inkim, but Meiser, but does not apply to Meiser Sheni. Now, one thing is missing over here, and that is that let the Mishnah also say over there that an Orel is not allowed to have Bikurim and Truma. And then you'll say, oh, but it can have Meiser Sheni. The fact that it doesn't say that must be that you can't actually, Arl can have Meiser Sheni. Must be that we are learning out the law of Arl from Pesach. And if it's true that you're not going to learn it out, then this Elizabeth should have said, Arl also behem is also when it comes to Trum Bikurim, Mashayin came by Meiser. It's not so Meiser. The fact that it doesn't do that must be that actually we do learn it out from Pesach, and therefore it's going to be also for an Arl to have Meiser Sheni. Says Gemara, maybe not. Tani Bashir. It taught some of the things that applied to them, and it left over some of the things. So the fact that it didn't mention it doesn't mean it's usher. Maybe it doesn't mean that it's not meant to be mentioned. Maybe it's just like we're giving a list, but we didn't give a complete list. And therefore, we'd say, nope, they're allowed to have an Earl, can't have Meiser Sheni, but it doesn't apply to Trum Bikurim, so you have an Araya. Says Gemara, Umay Shir, Dai Shir. You don't just say if there's going to be a list of a total of six, and you say five out of the six, you wouldn't do that. You'd say all six. But if let's say there's a list of six and you say four, okay, then it makes sense. You said four, you didn't say two. So what else is being left out over here? But the Gemara, no, Shia, there actually is some other thing that was left out. The Katani Seifa, because we know in the Seifa over there, and Bikurim, the one we read before is Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, now this is Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, says, Yesh Meiser B'Meiser, we Bikurim, Masha Enki B'Truma. There's something which applies to Meiser B'Kurim, it doesn't apply to Truma. Sha Meiser V'Bikurim. Teunin havas makom. Meiser sheni bikurim are brought up and eaten in Yerushalayim. As opposed to truma that could be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi Hakadosh says that truma nechalos begvul, and can be eaten outside of of Yerushalayim. Vitunin vido yosef the vido over there. Rashi says biarte akodesh ben abayis hine avesias reishis should be bikurim. Bikurim. Just to keep us on the map and understand, we're showing comparisons with Bikurim and Truma and Maaser Sheni on the other side. Now we're putting Maaser Sheni and Bikurim together and Truma on the other side. So we said again, Maaser Sheni came with Truma to Maaser Bikurim to Navas Makom. Utin and Vidoy. The Aser Le Onain. And it's also Aser for them to be eaten by an Onain. An Onain is not allowed to have Maaser Sheni, are not allowed to have Bikurim. But an Onain is allowed to have Truma. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says no. When it comes to an Onain and Bikurim, that's okay. Rashi says, Bikurim la'onein. La'kamar and mefarish ta'imayu is going to explain what the logic is. V'chayavim be'bir. They got to be destroyed. Ma'isashini and Bikurim. Rashi points out that if after 2 years they're not used, if they're brought up and they have to be destroyed. You got to get rid of it. And there's a whole statement. We say, Biarti HaKodesh, I got rid of it. It's no longer here. We good to go. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says, when it comes to Bikurim, it's not true. We good to go. You don't have to go ahead. You're allowed to keep it even after Pesach on the fourth year or the seventh year, which Tosas points out, but that's okay, fine. Now, V'ilu aser levar mehen betuma, beep, ayin gimel mabez, v'ochlin betumas atzman loke, masha inkin betuma, loke tani, alma tani v'shir. Bottom of Amud Aleph, when it says, when it comes to v'aser levar mehen betuma, you're not allowed to go ahead and use ma'iser sheni or bikurim to go ahead to burn them, even if it becomes tummy, you can't burn it for your personal use. It's only allowed to be eating, drinking, or sicha. But when it comes to truma, you are allowed to go and do that. So we see that's one difference between them. And v'ochem betuma atzman loke. If you have Maaser Sheni or Bikurim that becomes Tameh, and then someone eats it, they're going to get Malkus, Masha Inkin B'Truma, which is not Halacha when it comes to Truma. As Rashi says, second line, De'enu Muzer Ba Ela B'Tumas HaGuf, K'dichsev B'Kachem Lo Yochal, Ava B'Tumas Atzma Lo Metzina Azhar. It's only if the body is of his Tameh, but if it itself is Tameh by Truma, it's not a problem. It's not going to, we don't say that, but there's no Azhar. Ela Isra Asehu, it's an Isra Asehu, Da'ashkhan Be'la Kamam B'Smaisen, and we delo Katani Le, Shmamina Tanavishir. The fact that he didn't spell these things out must be that ton of ishir. So to bring it all the way back to the first question that we asked over here, is an aral aser to have ma'aser sheni? We wanted to say that it must be, the answer is yes, because the Mishnah doesn't list it as a difference, and therefore must be the same. The answer is no, because it's ton of ishir, and therefore we don't have a raya that an aral is going to be aser to eat ma'aser sheni. Now we just saw Rabbi Shimon speak up two times over here, and now the Gemara is going to go into this. Va'asurin la'onin, Rabbi Shimon matir. The Mishnah said that ma'aser sheni and bikurim are going to be aser to an onin. Rabbi Shimon says, no, an onin is allowed to eat Bikurim. Minalu, where does he know this from, that Bikurim is going to be? Well, the Chachamim actually want to know, why is the Bikurim going to be Aser? So the Pasuk says, Lo Suchal Lecha B'Sharecha Maisa Degenech B'Sharecha B'Sharecha U'Trumas Yodecha. You're not allowed to eat in the cities, the Maiser, meaning Maiser Sheni, of the Dagan, which is the grain, the wine, the oil, and the Truma of your hand. Va'amar Mar, and the Brisa says, Trumas Yodecha Elu Bikurim. This is talking about Bikurim. Ve'iskish Bikurim L'Maiser. We make it in the Hekish, a Bikurim to Maiser, to teach you. Ma Maiser Aser La'onin, just like Maiser is Aser La'onin, which we know explicitly, Afikurim is Aser La'onin. Okay, Rabbi Shimon, what does he say? Truma Karinhu Rachmana. The Torah called Bikurim calls Truma. Ma Truma Muteris La'onin, just like Truma is Muter to An'onin, Afikurim Muter La'onin. So too, Bikurim is going to be Muter to An'onin. So okay, it's nice, he had a hekesh over there, but the word itself says Truma, and Truma is okay, so therefore this is also okay. And the other one, we said, V'chayavim B'bir V'Rabbi Shimon Poter. We said that Maaser Sheni Bikurim, you have to go ahead and you have to get rid of it, you have to destroy it by the third year, by Pesach. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, Bikurim doesn't have to be. Mar Makish, Umar Lo Makish. Same thing we just said before, that the Tanakam, the Rabbanim, they gave a hekish between Bikurim and Maaser Sheni. Just like Maaser Sheni has to destroy, so to this Trum, or just to Bikurim. Umar Lo Makish, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you don't go ahead and make a hekish over here. He says, no, he's not. It's not considered like that, but rather it's like Truma, and therefore you don't have to go ahead and get rid of it and destroy it. Next, we had said that there were two things that weren't spoken at Tana V'Shir, the bottom of Amud Aleph, and going to Amud Beis on the top. V'Aser Levar Mehen B'Tuma. We're not allowed to go ahead and burn these things, Maaser Sheni Bikurim, when they are in a state of Tuma, for us to get Anah from. And V'Ochlan B'Tumas Atzman Lokas. Somebody goes and eat them when they are Tameh, then meaning when the Maaser Sheni Bikur Matami, then they get Malkus. Minalan. Where do we know this from? The Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Lo bi'arti bimenu bitame. The Pasuk says that this is the, talking about Maaser Sheni with the Nevidoi, they have to say, I didn't burn any of it bitame. Bein Shani Tame, Vuhu Tahor. Bein Shani Tahor, Vuhu Tame. See, he can't just burn the Maaser Sheni in these matzavim. The Eicha Muzah L'chiloso, where is it that he's warned that he's not allowed to by Maaser Sheni, he's not allowed to eat it when it's tummy? Any of that? I don't know. Frechtema, what are you talking about? You don't know where it says that you're not allowed to eat in a state of tumma? That you have a warning that Maaser Sheni can be in a tumma? The pasuk says, Tumas Haguf Behejek Sibay, it's explicit. Nefesh Asher Tiga Bo V'tumma Ada Erev V'lo Yocha Min HaKadshim. This person who goes ahead, a person who touches tuma, he's going to be tummy until the night, and he's not allowed to eat from the kachim, meaning Maaser Sheni, until he goes into the mikwah. Now the Gemara says, no, in the chinami, that we know if he's tummy, that he's not allowed to eat it. Halchi kama boile. This is what it's asking. Tumas atzmo minayin. How do we know that if it is tummy? How do we know that the Maaser Sheni is tummy, that he's not allowed to have it? And that's what his question was. Talmud Lomar. We're about to see a little drawn out thing, which is going to show that if Maaser Sheni itself is tummy, that you're not allowed to eat it. Talmud Lomar. Torah tells us, Lo sucha lecho b'sharecha Maaser Deganecha. You're not allowed to eat it in the cities outside Maaser Sheni of your grain. Right? Meaning to say, it can't be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. U'laholanu omer, but then later on it comes and it says, b'sharecha tochlenu atame v'atar yachtov katzvi v'ka'ayel. This is talking about a bechor. And we're talking about over here that a bechor that got a mum, or even other types of kachim, and then they were nifte, they're poed to them, they're redeemed. Non-kohen is allowed to eat it, and there's no problem with a kachim type of zachin. They can go and they can eat it. Ve'tamid ve'bishmal, they say, afilu tamei v'tahor ochen al shulchan echad b'ka'ar achas. And that pasuk that we just said, that and the cedars you're allowed to eat it, the tamei and the tahor, it means that a tamei person and a tahor person are allowed to eat from a bechor that has a mum, even on one table, even on one plate. Ve'enun choshishin, and there's nothing to be worried about. Meaning to say, even though this person's tamei, and there's going to be metame, the stuff that's over there, tamei and tahor are allowed to eat it, because a bechor, once it's a mum, it's okay even to eat in tumma. V'kam rachmana, and the pasuk says, by Maaser Sheni, that Ahu Da'amri Lach Hasam Bisharecha Tochalena Hachaloseichel. That over there, when it talked about by the Bechor, they're allowed to eat it in the different cities, right? Meaning outside of Yerushalayim. Hachaloseichel, but here you're not allowed to do such a thing. It's coming to tell you what? Kum Tuchois, that you're not allowed to have Maaser Sheni if it is Tameh, you're not allowed to eat it. So, meaning to say what? That just like when it says in the Pasuk, when it says Bisharecha Tochlenu, right, that you're eating it in the other cities, when it's talking about the Bechor, it is referencing Tamei food. So when it also says eating outside cities, when it says Maaser Sheni, it's also talking about eating Tamei food. And the Torah is saying that you're not allowed to eat it in the cities, being Maaser Sheni, means to say you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni that became Tamei. So over here, this is the Oraisa Shtickle, that a Torah person is not allowed to have Maaser Sheni, that is tummy. Okay, now throwback. When we said Masha Enki and Betruma, right, what did it say above? We said that it's usher to go and burn for your own personal benefit Maaser Sheni and Bikurim that became tummy, which is not so when it comes to Truma. Where Truma that becomes tummy is allowed to be burned, you're allowed to gain from Minolan. Where do we know? It's from Amar Avo, Amar Biochan, Amar Kal. Pasuk says, Lo bi arti mimenu betame, mimenu yatamavir. When he's saying his vido, he's saying about Maaser Sheni. I didn't burn of it, but not burning of it means but truma became tummy. You are allowed to do. You're allowed to burn for your benefit. Frek the Gemara, why are you saying that's talking about truma? Ve'ema mimenu yetamavir. You're not allowed to go ahead and burn. Maaser Sheni became tummy. Avala tamavir shemen shel kodesh initma. But if you have kachim that goes ahead, shemen of kachim, you're allowed to go and burn it for yourself. Says Gemara, no. Lav kavachomer. It's kavachomer. Uma maaser akal maaser sheni, which is very mekel, and still on the Torah says, lo bi arti mimenu b'tamei. I didn't go and burn it for my own benefit. Kodesh, which is more chamor, is chamor lo kol shkin. Of course, you're not going to burn it for yourself. Says Gemara, ha, if that's the case, then truma nami kavah chomer. Truma also is more chamor, and you wouldn't say you're allowed to do it. But haksa mimenu, a mimenu comes to teach you that you're allowed to go and do it. Says Gemara, my royce, why did you say that mimenu? What made you think that it's talking about truma and it's not talking about kodesh? Maybe it's talking about kodesh. Both of them are more chamor, so maybe it's talking about kodesh. Says Gemara, mistaber kodesh lo mimaitna. It makes more sense to say that we're not excluding kodesh from this iser of burning it. Makes more sense, we're going to say it's truma, but not kodesh. Why? Shekain pankakasa, right, which is a Rosh Hashanah for pigel nosar carbon meila karis v'aser lo'onein. All these different things apply to kodesh and don't apply to truma, so therefore it's more machmir, so we're not going to go and say that it's going to be okay. Says Gemara, adarabba, truma lo mimaitna. We shouldn't be mimaitna truma, and it should be also to get hanah from that, from burning it. Shekain machpas, because it has its things which are stringent by it. Misa, v'chomesh, v'ein lapidyan, v'asur lazarm. All these different things that apply just to it. So how do you know which way to go? Says Gemara, hanach nefishin. The more chumers when it comes to kodesh and it comes to truma, therefore we say that truma is something which is going to be excluding and not kodesh. Another answer is karis adifa. Karis is more, is better, meaning is more stringent, and that applies by kodesh and it doesn't apply by truma. Truma is misibide shamayim, and kodesh is going to be karis, which is worse. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.